Hello, my name is Harmeet Singh and I'm here with my father, Mr. Manmohan Singh. Today I'm asking him to list down Sikh professionals in Malaysia's recent history. So, to start, the civil service of Malaysia has had a long history of Malaysian Sikhs, and would you be able to list down a couple of them?
Yeah, right from the 70s we used to have Mr. Harbak Singh, who was attached to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Vismaputra, and also a few of the other people who were attached to Ministry of Foreign Affairs of recent times was Mahinda Singh, who went as an ambassador to Venezuela. In yesteryears, I can also remember Mr. Surjit Singh Basiyan was also involved in the Sikh Naujan Sabha, one of the Jathedars. He was second secretary in the Malaysian embassy in Russia, in Moscow. He was posted to Moscow for about 4 years before he retired. And other civil servants, of course, of late is Dato Surat Singh, one of the highest civil servants here in Malaysia. The Director General of Road Safety, and also Dato Himat Singh, who retired from the Ministry of, I'm not sure whether it's Treasury or whether it's the Works, could have been the Works Ministry. And then other prominent civil servants were people who rose up the ranks to directors like Inder Singh Khosa, Harcharan Singh from the Treasury. Those were some of the ones that I can remember right offhand.
There seems to be a connection with the Ministry of Chemistry or the Chemistry Department, Jabatan Kimia.
Yeah, Jabatan Kimia, there was a time when in succession about three or four of the succeeding Director Generals were all Sikhs. Two of them I can remember is Dr. Surinder Singh and Dr. Harcharan Singh Thara. I suppose maybe I can remember both of them because they are both from Taiping, and my roots are from Taiping, so I suppose. So those were the two prominent Director Generals of the Chemistry Department. And also Dr. Bhagwan Singh was one of the first persons, one of the persons to start up the Institute of Medical Research, IMR. And that this is way back in the 70s, early 70s. So when the IMR was formed, I think he was the first Malaysian to take over from the British. Dr. Bhagwan Singh, and then set the foundations of the IMR to what it is today.
There's a big history, in Malaysia, because of our racialized politics, the Ministry of Road, if I'm not mistaken, has always been an Indian seat.
Yeah, that's right, because the minister was also an Indian.
So has there been any Sikh really?
I'm not sure. I think maybe Dato Himat Singh might have been in the Works Ministry. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, I don't see anybody else I can remember from the Works Ministry.
What about
the others in the medical industry?
The medical industry, do you mean by like the Minister of the Ministry of Health?
These were people who are attached to the ministry, doing research. Some of them, like Dr. Pardaman, who was a cancer specialist, and he was doing cancer research. And then you had Tansri Dr. Kesh Mahinda, who set up the Tun Hussainon Eye Hospital. Mm-hmm. So he was an eye specialist.
Adjacent to PJ Gurdwara.
Right, adjacent to PJ Gurdwara, yes. And then one of the top doctors in Tun Hussainon Eye Hospital currently is Dr. Pal Singh, who has done a lot of work. And also remember Dr. Ajit Kaur, who was one of the first lady doctors in Malaysia. Lady Sikh doctor.
Also of the...
She was a pediatrician. And she was married to a doctor as well, but I can't remember his name right now, but he was attached to the Ministry of Health. mm-hmm. Top officer in Ministry of Health.
Mm-hmm. Other administrators, or like, I remember there was one top Sikh in the Prime Minister's department, Dato Jasbir Singh.
Yeah, he was attached to the Ministry of Finance, of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
So he was Deputy Secretary General, which is a high post, and he was the head of finance for the Ministry of Defense.
Uh-huh.
And so he worked closely with with the minister in coming out with prudent spending, as well as funding all the weapons that Malaysia government has acquired, submarines and aircraft carriers and aircrafts and all the rest of the ammunition that we have.
Infamous Minister of Defence, Dato Najib Tun Razak, who later became the Prime Minister.
Well, he was there, I think, before even Dato Najib. He's been the Ministry of Defence, I think, after his graduation, probably somewhere in 82-83. So, and he rose up the ranks, so he would have served quite a number of Prime Ministers, including Najib and his cousin
Hishamuddin. What about like other ministries, like the Ministry of Education?
In education, of course, we have now a top educator who's heading the Aminuddin School, that is attached to the government. He's the director of the Aminuddin School. He used to be one of the deputies, and then he was transferred to the Ministry of Education as the director of sports. And then he came back to Aminuddin to head the Aminuddin School. And then, of course, in the School of Diplomacy and Diplomats, we have Dr. Surjit Singh, who was in Intan, who joined Intan, I think, in the late 70s, and until he retired. And then we also have Dr. Karminder Singh, who's a very knowledgeable Pracharak.
Mm-hmm. Prominent Pracharak.
Prominent Pracharak. Yeah. And so he worked in Intan and has now been moved to the Ministry of Defense.
Mm.
So as one of the principal secretary generals.
Mm. I'm on the note of education. I can always remember many Sikh principals they always had a term for them in their name. I think it's master.
Yeah, they call them master. Mm-hmm. So headmasters, of course, prominent ones were Ajmer Singh of Cochrane Road School, one of the top schools in Selangor, in KL. And then, of course, you had other headmasters as well and senior assistants. Some of the prominent senior assistants were Mr. Kabul Singh, who was with Sultan Yusof Secondary School.
Mm-hmm.
In Batu Bajar, and then he moved on to the MTC, the Malayan Training College in Penang. Other educators was Master Daljit, who's also headmaster, and we have, of course, we have other educators like Mr. Gill, who also ran a very prominent tuition center. A lot of students went through his tuition centers in KL, in the capital, right from late 70s to 80s to 90s. So he was a famous mathematics tuition center. So anybody who wanted to learn mathematics used to go to the famous Gill tuition center.
Oh. And what about I think we're really forgetting the first Sikh minister of Malaysia, Mr. Gobind Singh Deo.
Yeah, so Gobind Singh Deo has had a very illustrious history. It starts from his father. His father was Karpal Singh, who was one of the most prominent lawyers here. Mm-hmm. And he used to take up Internal Security Act cases, ISA cases. He saved a lot of people from the gallows. So he became prominent in that way, and he was also a freedom activist.
Mm-hmm. I think we would all agree that He was one of the most prominent opposition members in Malaysia's history.
Yeah, well, he is one of the most prominent politicians in Malaysia until today. So he was called Tiger of Jelutong.
Yeah.
And he passed away unfortunately in an accident. And during his funeral, there was this tiger carpet that was put on his coffin to symbolize, you know, and he was very much liked by all the people who knew him. So so his son, he has three sons in politics, Jagdeep Singh Deo, who is an exco member in Penang, Penang state government, and then Gobind Singh Deo, who took after him and became an MP and is today now the Minister of Multimedia and Communication.
Yeah.
And
one of the better ministers that we have as of now, and a ministry that is functioning well.
Yeah, it's a ministry, and he is one minister who is not afraid to speak his mind.
Mm.
So he speaks his mind. So it is good to have him in the cabinet, so that, you know, we can have people who speak their mind and able to have a strong check and balance.
Mm. And the youngest one as well, Ram Karpal.
Yeah, Ram Karpal is an MP as well, but he is not in any.
I think
he's not in the cabinet.
He's the party whip, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's the party whip in parliament.
Yeah, the DAP.
So, yes, correct.
Yeah. But what about like the Ministry of Resources or like the Home Ministry?
Okay, Home Ministry, of course, the Home Ministry, of course, the most prominent is the police. So one of the top police personnel that we have had is Dato' Amar Singh,
mm-hmm.
Who got the post of commissioner. And he is next rung to the IGP, the highest post. And of course, police is something that is very, the Sikhs in the police are something that very prominent in Sikh history, in Malaysian history, because a lot of the early immigrants who came to Malaysia from the Punjab and from India, Sikh officers were from the British police and the army. So the British police, my father-in-law also came in as Sub-Inspector Pritam Singh, Tayyat, also came with the British police force.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many other police officers. Even in the 80s, we had DSPs, we had SPs,
mm-hmm.
Samsher Singh, we had Harchan Singh, and of course...
Samsher Singh.
Yes, Samsher Singh, Harchan Singh, and then you also had other ASPs like Atar Singh, who was the best cadet during his time of training in Pulapol. So he started off as a traffic superintendent, right, and used to be one of the outriders for the king and for the prominent VIPs. So we have had quite a good number of Sikh officers who have gone through the police force.
Yeah, I remember there's also an immigration officer that is Sikh.
Yes, Ajit Singh is an immigration officer who was elected as the head of the immigration union. That union alone used to look after 40,000 immigration officers.
Yeah, I think the largest union.
So that's the largest union in the country. So and he has now gone up the ranks. So he had to give up his post of presidentship in the union, and now he is one of the prominent immigration officers.
How's your oil thing?
Very good.
What stuff?